Good morning. Welcome to the KRFY Morning Show for Wednesday, July 27th. I'm Chris Bessler. I'm your host today. And my usual co-host, Susie Prez, is out. She's away this week, so it's just going to be me as your host. But we really have a packed studio for you today. We're going to be talking with some of the directors and some of the guest musicians with the Sandpoint Music Conservatory. We have with us Ruth. I say hi, Ruth.
Hi.
Last name?
Klingensmith.
Klingensmith. As well, we have with us a guest conductor in your exchange program, Tomas. And Tomas, help me with your name, please.
Malagamba.
Malagamba.
Yeah.
And you're from Tijuana.
Yeah.
Yes.
From Tijuana.
And we have some students here as well. And we're going to swing back to our guests, and we're going to be talking about a bunch of things that the Music Conservatory has going, and the fact that the some of the conservatory students are going to be playing at the festival at Sandpoint at the Family Day on Sunday. So there's a lot going on there. But before we get to the conservatory, let's check in with the weather. And here's the good report. We have beautiful weather happening right now. The forecast for today is we're going to have a high at 86 degrees. Low tonight's going to be 54. There is a little chance of precipitation, thunder showers in the afternoon, but it's only 20%. Tomorrow, the high is going to be 88 degrees. Friday, 88 degrees. Saturday, 84 degrees. Through Sunday, it's going to be pushing 80 degrees. So we have beautiful weather on the way. And as usual, there's a lot going on around our town. This week, we have on Saturday, we have Crazy Days happening. It's all day Saturday. It's downtown. The merchants take their goods out on the sidewalk, and then if get there early, I advise you like 8 o'clock in the morning because it is a it is quite an event for the downtown. As well, at the Panada Theater, part of Crazy Days, there's a Play It Again sale that's happening all day Saturday from 8 until 2 p.m. That features used records, video games, and CDs. All that sales benefits the Panada Theater. And, of course, there's Farmer's Market, there's Summer Sound Concert Series, and then we're in the countdown for the festival at Sandpoint, which kicks off on Thursday. So we have a big week ahead of us. And with that, I'm going to come back to our guests again. Ruth from the Sandpoint Music Conservatory and Tomas, who's here visiting. And, Ruth, I'm just going to say let's dig in on all the things that the Music Conservatory has going on.
Okay, well, thanks for having us on your station. We really appreciate it. And the Music Conservatory, for those who haven't heard about it, is a nonprofit accredited school of performing arts, which was founded about 8 years ago. And we have a student base of about 200 students and about 11 instructors. We teach private lessons, various group classes. We also offer scholarships so that music lessons can be available to all kids in our community. We also, about 4 years ago, started our Young Artist Exchange Program with the Redis 2025 in Baja California. So, and that's where we have some guests with us today from Tijuana. Over the last 4 years, we've had guests from Mexicali and various guest conductors for our Summer Youth Orchestra Camp, which is running this week. It's really exciting. We have about 50 local kids involved, plus 5 exchange students from Tijuana. And we're having a really fun time. It's a very intense week because
yeah.
They have about 7 pieces to learn in 1 week, and they'll be giving a performance on Friday at the Panada at 2 p.m. It's open to the whole community, and it's free of charge, so please come and support the students. It's always a really super fun concert. We also have a concert this Thursday at the Heartwood Center in the evening at 6 p.m., where we'll be featuring our guest conductor, Tomas Malagambe, on guitar. He'll be playing some Latin American music and classical, and you'll hear some tidbits of that later on. And we'll also be featuring the students from Mexico who are all very accomplished musicians themselves.
Yeah.
So that will be a very enjoyable concert. It's also free of charge, so we want to invite the community to come and enjoy that.
Okay. And so what kinds of music are we talking about that you'll be playing?
I'll let Tomas explain about the music they'll be playing on Thursday. On the Friday concert, we have a mix of classical and contemporary. So we'll have a Russian sailor's dance and some music by Handel, as well as a joint piece between choir and orchestra of Stand By Me, the very popular piece. So it's just a very fun arrangement and mix of music.
Well, good. Then that's the Friday concert.
Yes.
And Thursday, Tomas, tell us about the music that you'll be playing.
On Thursday, we're going to have one concert. It's going to be divided in two parts. The first part is going to be mostly classical. The kids are going to play by themselves and in duets and trios. It's going to be Mozart, Beethoven, Debussy, Ferdinand. And then on the second part, I'm going to join them with the guitar. I'm going to play the Latin American music with some Latin America contemporary music from Mexico. So that's the concert from Thursday, and it's going to be called, I called it The Gathering Between Two Worlds, because first is Europe and then is Latin America.
I see. And I want to know a little bit more about where you guys are from and how the Music Conservatory connected to your programs. So tell us more about your background.
Excuse me. Can you ask the question again, please?
Tell us some more about your background, Tomas.
My background,
yes.
My own background.
Yes.
Okay, well, I studied in Cuba for 8 years, from 2003 to 2011. And then I joined the Redes, directing a guitar ensemble. And later on, I directed a choir and a brass section with the guitar, and that's how I joined the Redes 2025.
I see.
Yeah.
And Ruth, so how did the Music Conservatory connect?
Yes. Well, that's a very fascinating story. 4 years ago, the Eleanor Reed and Rick Reed, who are a local family here in Sandpoint, they also lived part of the year in Mexico, had connections with one of the Redes orchestras. They have about five, is that correct, altogether? And the orchestra in Mexicali
They have five orchestras in Tijuana.
In Tijuana, they have three. Then Mexicali and Ensenada.
Oh, okay, all near the border.
Yeah.
So what we did is we sent a group from the conservatory, a group of students and instructors from the conservatory to Mexicali, and we practiced with them for a week. Performed, gave master classes, and saw what they were doing. It's all a government-sponsored program, so the students can come in, they get an instrument, and they get to learn music. So that's where that connection came from. And then they reciprocated the exchange and sent a conductor and five students here to Sandpoint, which we hosted. And that was our very first summer orchestra camp, which was just a beautiful experience to offer this community of Sandpoint and the opportunity to interact with students from another country. And even though they didn't all speak the same language, they could make beautiful music together. And It really shows that music is a universal language. They can connect that way and learn together and support each other. And so we just kept that going. Out of that stemmed our community programs, which we started 2 years ago with a youth orchestra and a children's choir.
Okay. And today we have several of the exchange students with us. Yeah. And in fact, we have two in the studio right now. Yeah. And Tomas, can you introduce them?
Yeah, it's Santiago, bassoonist.
Santiago, hi.
Hi.
And Misael, clarinet.
Hi.
Can I come again with the name? Misa?
Misael.
Misael.
Aha, Misael, clarinet. And they're from Tijuana.
Okay. And can one of you speak to, tell us a little about your backgrounds. And I'll tell you what, let's start with what musical instruments do you play?
Well, I play the bassoon.
The bassoon. Okay. And Misa?
I play the clarinet.
The clarinet, okay. And how long have you each been playing those instruments?
For 5 years.
And Misael?
Me too.
Okay. And how did you come to get involved in the exchange part of the program where you got to come to Sandpoint? A little bit of translation here.
I don't know. In the audition.
There was an audition.
There was an audition, yeah. And okay. They were selected.
I see.
Of them were selected from the whole orchestra.
Yeah. Okay. And how many auditioned for this? Is it a very popular thing? Is it popular para participar in este programa?
Yes. They have to audition. They have to send a video.
Okay.
They have to send a video, so most of them do that, and they audition just five. They have eight spaces, I think. So just five were selected to come.
Okay. Have you boys been to the United States before?
Yeah, we played with an orchestra in San Diego, mainly Mozart orchestra.
Okay. But I imagine it's very different in Sandpoint.
Yeah.
And how long have you been in town now?
Like 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days.
I see. And how long will you be here?
Until next week, on the 9th of August.
Okay.
We're gonna be around.
Okay. So are you getting the chance to swim in the lake and see the countryside a little bit?
The first day is Sunday.
We did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Ruth, would you like to address any other questions? Now, what we're going to try to do here today is we have some other students out. We'd like to invite them into the studio as well. And as well, we have Nicole Reed here. And Nicole is Rick and Eleanor's daughter. But Nicole, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved in the music conservatory. Because you're a Sandpoint resident.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, I was here since the music conservatory started, from the very, very beginning. You know, we started, like, in Studio One, was it? Like, in that very, very small studio. And then we grew and grew and grew, and then all of a sudden, the next year after the conservatory started, I also joined the orchestra in Mexicali. And then I would stay there, like, for a semester, and then I would come back, kind of like, I'd done that for, like, 17 years. Kind of weird, but everyone knows me by that. And I just thought, and my parents and I talked about having an exchange, and I'm like, oh yeah, that'd be really cool, bringing students from Mexico and then sending students from Sandpoint over to Mexicali. That would be very awesome, right? And like, yeah, we should do that. And so we talked it, and it's happening right now.
It's
4 years now.
Yeah. And what instrument do you play?
I play violin.
Violin, okay. And you must be a senior or going on to college?
I will be a senior this year.
You'll be a senior, okay. At Sandpoint High School?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, very cool. And Ruth?
Oh, I was going to add, Nicole also is won the Distinguished Young Lady Award in Sandpoint.
Congratulations on that. So you're Sandpoint's, Sandpoint's Distinguished Young Lady?
Young woman.
Young woman, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you're probably a lady too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Works both ways. Okay. I'll tell you what, we do want to bring in some of the other kids that we have here and talk to them a little bit about their experience as well. And a little bit later in the program, we're going to actually get to hear some guitar solo by Tomas. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're gonna take a musical break right now and change things up here a little bit. And actually, we're going to play a version of a song that that the Conservatory Exchange students are going to be playing at the festival. Is that correct? At Stand By Me?
At the concert on Friday.
At the concert on Friday. Okay. So this version is by Ben King. It's only a couple minutes. Stay with us, and we'll be back in just 3 minutes with more on the Music Conservatory. And that was Stand By Me by actually Ben King. And we're back in the studio. This is the KRFY Morning Show. I'm Chris Bessler, your host. And we're speaking with a whole bunch of folks from the Sandpoint Music Conservatory today. And we have Ruth. Say hi, Ruth, again.
Hi. Thanks for having us. And Ruth Klingensmith.
Ruth Klingensmith. And Tomas.
Hi.
Who is a guest conductor and a visitor as part of your exchange program. And we also have three other students here in the studio with us now. And Tomas, why don't you introduce these three young ladies?
Yeah. We have Sulma.
Sulma.
Violin.
And plays the violin, okay.
Yeah. We have Fernanda.
Fernanda.
Plays the flute.
Hi. The flute. Hi.
And Michelle, the oboe.
Michelle. Yeah.
My bell.
And how long have each of you been playing your instruments? It seems like 5 years was the number that the boys had.
I have 3 years and a half.
3.5 years?
Yeah.
I have 8 years.
8 years?
I have 3 years playing violin.
Okay. And do you think that this may become a profession for you, or will it be a work of love?
Actually, Fernanda and I are going to college to study music.
Oh, nice.
Back in Mexico.
I see. Okay. And what will you be in college? Where are the colleges that you might be attending?
Is the college of the state in we live, Baja California.
In Baja, okay, right. And have you traveled in the United States before? Have you visited the U.S. before?
Yeah, I go to Miami.
Okay.
With, Susan Seaman, their sister from Susan Seaman.
Okay, and the other, Fernanda?
I've been traveled to San Diego. Yeah, we did like a concert with them.
Okay, yeah. So you've been in the U.S. a little bit.
Yeah.
I never traveled to a music camp in USA. I just traveled in Mexico, but this is amazing because I can know more things about music and about staying in a group.
Yeah. So. Nice. And what is your impression of Sandpoint so far?
It's very nice and it's very different because in our city, it's all the time, for example, cars, all the time. And here it's so calm, so quiet. It's like very weird for us, but it's very nice.
And the city is Tijuana.
Tijuana. Yes,
yeah. It's, Tijuana is a big city, right?
Yeah, big city and a lot of people there.
Yeah, yeah. And the other girls, tell us your experience.
Well, it's beautiful. Most the people are just so kind and warm. Yeah. Yeah. They make us feel comfortable.
Yeah, good.
I think this place is beautiful because it's so calm and I can walk without problems because in Tijuana, you go walk and there is a lot of cars and people. In here, it's so... So cool.
Okay. Hablo bien el inglés. And that's my Spanish for you. Ruth, what would you like your students to say about the conservatory or the music you'll be playing?
We've just really enjoyed having them here, having their skill working with the kids, and I know that the kids that come to this camp really, really look forward to having our guests, the conductor, every year. And who's coming this year? They always ask, who's coming this year? And they may seem shy, but I know they're all watching you, and that you're examples to them. And so it's really just a neat thing. And I also, I'm looking forward to hearing them play on Thursday and hearing the whole orchestra perform on Friday. I'm always impressed after a week what those kids can do. And so it's exciting. And I did want to add that all these programs are grant funded. So we have several grants that help cover and make this possible, and also local sponsors in the community.
Okay. And where do the grants come from?
One is the Foundation for Education of Arts. We've also received a grant from Cal so that we can purchase instruments so that the kids during the school year have an instrument to play on.
And so different sources, local, but also national, it sounds like. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you put your students, your regular Sandpoint students, together with the visiting students? How does that work? What's the mechanics there?
Well, we're running a camp this week. And so we have about 40 local students from the community that come every morning, 9 to noon, and they are working in sectionals right now. And the exchange students are helping with those sectionals. We also have mentors, which are older students, like Nicole, who are also working with the younger students. And so they're all playing together. Then today, the whole youth orchestra will come together. They'll practice the songs. So they spend a whole week together. Then we have a chamber orchestra that meets in the afternoon that local students and the exchange students are part of as well.
Sounds like there's a lot of moving parts.
Yes.
And including, where do the visitors stay? Are they in?
They are staying with Rick and Eleanor Reed.
Okay.
They're hosting everybody.
Okay.
So they're one big happy family there.
Okay. And you did want to mention, now, there are a couple things that are happening here. One is that there is a free concert. That's July 28th. That's tomorrow with Tomas Malagamba.
Mm-hmm.
Are you playing solo?
Yes, I'm gonna play something solo.
Okay.
And then with the kids.
Okay, okay. And that is 6 p.m. in the Heartwood Center. That's tomorrow. That's Thursday.
Yes.
So I would encourage folks to catch that. I think that's going to be great. That's really a nice venue, too, the Heartwood Center. I think that's good.
Beautiful.
Are there good acoustics in there?
I hope so. This is our first concert that we've given there.
I've been there for some plays, and it seems like the acoustics are good in the room. It's the former Catholic Church on Oak Street. And then on Friday, July 29th, the Music Conservatory students and the visiting artists are going to play in a concert at the Panda Theater. That's at 2 p.m. And again, admission is free for that. So great opportunities for the community to hear our visitors. And also on Monday, there's a master class. And tell us more about that, please. That's with you, Tomas.
Yeah, it's going to be at 4:30. On Monday, it's going to be a master class on classical guitar, and it's going to be classical guitar technique and interpretation.
And who can attend this?
Guitarist.
Any guitarist?
Any guitar.
I see.
Guitar players.
And so do they need to arrange to be there in advance, or...?
If they want to call in and save a spot, I don't know if you'll be working with any individuals.
Yes, I would love to see them individually, and maybe later in groups if they really have something, something together between two or three. But individually, it would be nice. It would be better.
Okay.
But they can just come also and observe.
Okay. Yeah, and that again is 4:30 p.m. on Monday. That's August 1st at the Music Conservatory.
Correct.
And your location?
Is 110 Main Street.
Main Street, right downtown. Former mm-hmm. City Hall, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. How advanced of a guitar player would this class be for?
For anyone can come that would love to play the guitar, from the beginners to advanced.
Okay. Okay.
Just free. Everyone can go with
okay.
the instrument.
Okay. Excellent. Well, I think that what we're going to do now is we're going to take another musical break because we'd like to come back with a third segment of this show. And Tomas, you're going to play a piece for us on your guitar.
Yeah,
that would be great. So we're gonna stop for a second here. We have about a 3-minute song up. It's Bruce Hornsby, who's going to be the first artist to play at the festival at Sandpoint in their concert on Thursday. And he's playing a piece called I'm Alive. And we will be back in just a moment with more from the Sandpoint Music Conservatory. And that was Bruce Hornsby, who will be playing at the festival at Sandpoint in the opening show of the season on Thursday. And this is the KRFY Morning Show, the 88.5 KRFY Morning Show. I'm Chris Bessler. I'm the host, and we're in the studio today with a ton of musicians. We have folks from the Sandpoint Music Conservatory with us. Ruth, we have two more guests in the studio. Why don't you tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, just as a little background, we've been talking about our Young Artist Exchange Program with Baja California and the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint. And the orchestras from Redes in Mexico, and as well as the conservatory's youth orchestra and choir, are based on a program called El Sistema, which originated in Venezuela as a way to make a community for young people as a support, and also teach them the love of music and teach them a skill that they can use for the rest of their lives and make it available to them. So we have guests with us from the original Venezuela El Sistema, and I'll have them introduce themselves, Jose and Raul. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Jose, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit more about El Sistema.
Hello, good morning. My name is Jose Briceño. I am a teacher from El Sistema in Venezuela. El Sistema is a music program started in Venezuela 41 years ago. It's a music program when this system give the music instrument for the kids and practice every day, and kids from very low economic.
Low income families, yes.
Maybe a lot of kids in this sistema have families with divorce, drugs, a lot of problem, violence inside the family. And with the music, El Sistema try to change the life of the kids. I am a teacher, and Raul Romero, other musician for El Sistema, working together for a lot of years, maybe one decade or 15 years ago, working with El Sistema. And now Raul talk about our visit here in Sandpoint.
Okay.
And Spokane.
Raul, to you now.
Hello, how are you? Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Sandpoint.
Good morning, Sandpoint, yes. My name is Raul Romero. I am from Venezuela. I want to talk a little bit from Venezuela,
sure.
My country,
mm-hmm.
My sistema.
Sí, claro.
Yes. the sistema, the original finally is changed the life, because Venezuela, we have a lot of problem, economic problem, social problem, and For this reason, the master, el maestro, José Antonio Abreu, is created the el sistema. He
logró. He accomplished.
Yes.
He accomplished
the change the life between the music, between the orchestras. And for this reason, I am a violinist, violist, and conductor too. All is start or is begin in el sistema, from mm-hmm. el sistema. Mm-hmm. For this reason, I am a specialist in the in foundation, in the
creation
of the orchestras. For this reason, I stayed here in United States because I am a specialist in this item. Okay.
I see.
And my work is start in Spokane with the Spokane Symphony. We work with 6 teachers of the Spokane Symphony and 6 volunteers from Venezuela too. We create a foundation, a new orchestra on January 8th.
In Venezuela?
No,
here.
In Spokane.
In Spokane, I see.
Yes, in Spokane. With the Spokane public schools.
I see. Okay.
Yes.
And with young students?
Young students.
4th graders, 5th and 6th graders.
Oh, 4th, 5th, and 6th graders.
Yes.
Oh?
From 4 different schools. Garfield, Audubon, Montessori, and Holmes.
Yeah.
And now we have one orchestra, a young orchestra with 100 kids playing every day after school, change the behavior and practice. We have a little orchestra with little artists in Spokane.
Yeah.
And we know we want expansion here in San Paul. And maybe in the future we hope working here for make the same work in Spokane and in Venezuela in other countries around the world here in San Paul.
Oh, very nice. Would that be associated with the Music Conservatory?
Yes.
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 Right. Yes. And obviously, in Spokane, we change not the great musician, but obviously the lyricists are a great musician. But we find the best people, the best human, change the life, like El Sistema. And we hope, we want make a big system, a big red. Big web, mm-hmm. maybe, in United States, why not?
Mm-hmm.
United States have all the recursos,
resources
mm-hmm. for make a the big system.
Mm-hmm.
And
to change the lives of the young musicians,
yes,
as well.
Yes, mm-hmm. because in the 4 schools in Spokane, is at the most poor people and have many problems.
Mm-hmm.
And it's possible change the life in Spokane is my proof. In Venezuela, in special, is my proof because I have a lot of kids, a lot of students with many, many problems, drugs problems, insecurity problems. And We have the many proof between the music is the change the life, because the human have a discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is my history, and I like to share my history with the people in San Point. Here in San Point, we are volunteers in this interchange, and we really enjoy, Jose and I, really enjoy to share our knowledge mm-hmm. with the conservatory and with the most beautiful beautiful people from some point. Mm-hmm. It's for me a honor.
Yeah.
Well, to be here.
Yes. Well, thank you. It enriches our culture very much as well. Well, best of luck, Raul and Jose, with this new program. And perhaps you say in January that it begins in January, or you will be having a performance in January, your first performance?
No, begin in January the project in Spokane.
In Spokane, yes.
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 But here...
But perhaps you visit with your orchestra.
Yes, yes. Yeah? Because Spokane is too close to San Point.
Yeah.
For me, it's not a problem to be here. Too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very close. Okay. Well, thank you for making the trip here to speak with us today. And I'd be interested in talking about Venezuela sometimes. I know it's a very beautiful country, but having difficulties right
yes,
now.
Yes, really, mm-hmm. really, really difficult.
And with that, I'd like to swing back to our maestro, Tomas Malagamba, who is going to be playing a free concert actually tomorrow at the Heartwood Center. And Tomas, you have your guitar, and you're going to play a piece for us.
Yeah, well, it's kind of one of the things that we're going to play on the concert tomorrow. And it's a tango. It's called Tango en el Sky. It's from Roland Dienz.
Okay. It looked pretty complicated. That looked complicated to me. The was it complicated for you?
Not much. It's just that I'm not used to be on the radio.
And that is this classical style. Does this originate from Spain? What is the history of the classical music styling that you play?
Well, really. The technique comes from a master from Cuba. His name is Martin Pedreira Rodriguez, and he changed a little bit the technique, the ergonomic technique of the instrument, of the how you play the instrument, and is from back from Abel Carlevaro. Uh-huh. Abel Carlevaro is the one who started to change the position of the instrument, of the way we play the instrument, and there are two types of ways of playing. First is the Francisco Tárrega way of playing, and then is the Abel Carlevaro way of playing. It's different. One is called the traditional way, and the other one is called the ergonomic way.
I see.
So, yeah.
Hmm. And you will be playing that piece plus some additional songs.
Yeah, I want to be playing this. And then one is called Las Brisas. It's a Mexican contemporary piece. and some Brazilian too.
Okay. And that is tomorrow in the concert, the free concert, the Heartwood Center. That's July 28th at 6 p.m. Everyone's invited, and it's a great opportunity to take in some beautiful classical guitar music. Other things that are happening with the Music Conservatory, Ruth, we have another concert happening at the Panda Theater on Friday. That's is that Friday, July 29th?
Yes, yes, Friday, July 29th.
At 2 p.m. Okay, so that's a midday concert, so hopefully people will be able to work that into their schedule. And that as well is free.
Yes.
And then there's a third event happening on August 1st, and that is with Tomas. We'll be giving a master class, and that is at 4:30 p.m. at the Music Conservatory on Main Street.
Correct.
And as well, you will be playing, some of your students will be playing at the festival, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Some of the Music Conservatory students and all the exchange students will be performing at the festival's Family Day concert with the orchestra under the direction of Maestro Gary Sheldon.
Okay, the Spokane Symphony?
Yes.
It's a youth symphony, right? Is that for...
No, it's members of the Spokane Symphony, as well as I think some from the Coeur d'Alene Symphony. Okay. So there will be a mix of professional musicians, advanced students, instructors, all coming together and putting on a really fantastic concert. So a shout out for that. And
come hear that as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe the Studio One Dance Academy also has dancers that come and dance to the music of the orchestra. Mm-hmm. So it's always a really fun concert.
Mm-hmm. And that's next Sunday, what is August, looking at the calendar.
August 7th?
August 7th, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The conservatory also recently expanded in the building that we're in into the downstairs. So now we have the upstairs and the downstairs. So we'll be having a special open house at the end of August.
Okay.
I believe it's the last Saturday in August.
Okay.
People to come check it out.
Okay. And so people should keep an eye open for more information about the open house.
Yes. Yeah. We'll have live music, events going on.
Okay. Any other news you want to share with our listening public?
That's it. Thank you very much for having us here.
Okay.
It's a pleasure.
Yes. And again, we've been speaking with Ruth Klingensmith from the Sandpoint Music Conservatory, as well as her visiting guest artist, Maestro Tomas Malagamba. Mm-hmm. And we have with us right now also Jose and Raul, who are with El Sistema in Venezuela. Yes.
Yes.
You're visiting. Now, you had played with the Music Conservatory in the previous years, right?
This is their first summer playing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And helping out at our camp.
And you have a very ambitious program going on in Spokane, and hopefully we'll see some cross-pollination here in Sandpoint as well. Yes. And shout out to Nicole Reed as well. Nicole, thank you for... I think you and your family are kind of one of the main cogs in this whole exchange.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely say so. Thank you so much.
Yeah, okay. We're going to take a musical break while we get our let our guests get out of the studio. And this is the group that's going to be playing on the second night of the festival, the Railroad Earth. It's called Water Fountain Quicksand. But we will be back to talk about some of the things going on in town with the community calendar. So please stay with us. And that was Railroad Earth, and they're actually going to be the second concert to be playing the festival at Sandpoint on Friday, August 5th. And this is the KRFY Morning Show. I'm Chris Bessler, your host. My usual co-host, Susie, is out today. We have only a few minutes left here, but I thought I would mention a few of the things going on in town this week. We have the Crazy Days happening Saturday. all day downtown, and retailers will have their summer sidewalks packed with great deals. It's actually kind of a festive atmosphere in our downtown. At the same time, there's a Play It Again sale at the Panetta Theater. It's happening right there on First Avenue as well. It's from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that features used records and video games and CDs. And all the funds go to support the Laurel Wagers Memorial Scholarship. So if you're looking for some great music with some old vinyl records or CDs, then you want to check that out. There'll be a special edition of the Summer Sounds Concert Series at Park Place happening also on Saturday at 10 a.m. And there'll be three different groups playing. Bridges Home will be, four groups. Bit of Debt will be performing at 10. Bridges Home will be performing at noon. Northern Exposure at 2 p.m. And Hoodoo 2 will be at 4 p.m. And other things going on around our town. Of course, there's always a lot going on. There's a Yappy Hour that's happening tomorrow, Thursday. As we were just saying, there are two free concerts coming up with the Sandpoint Music Conservatory. Our guest today, the guitarist and maestro Thomas Malagamba, is going to be playing classical guitar in a free concert at the Hartwood Center. He'll also have some students with him playing some other pieces as well. That's free. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m. And at the Panetta Theater on Friday at 2 p.m., that's July 29th, the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, the Young Artists, will perform with our visiting artists, young students from Tijuana, and that very neat exchange program we've just been talking about. And other things going on this town, I suggest you check out the community calendar. It's at krfy.org and click on the calendars to see a detailed list of all the things going on in this town, because as usual, there's a gazillion things happening in Sandpoint. You can see that as well as on Sandpoint Online. And that's pretty much wrapping up our show today. We're going to be switching back to Democracy Now! With a special edition of the coverage of the Democratic National Convention that's going on, and that's with Amy Goodman. And we're going to go into a second hour of that. If you cut the first hour from 7 to 8, then we took a break for the morning show. Second hour will be coming on just following the morning show here in just a couple of minutes. So stay tuned for that. The Democratic National Convention, where they just last night nominated Hillary Clinton, the first woman nominee from a major political party. And a little bit of history there happening in our community. And with that, we're going to go out with a song from Emmylou Harris, who is playing the third of the festival concerts on August 6th. And this piece is called Heart to Heart. Have a good day and have a good week.
Heart to heart.